thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman, the founder of the Kabbalah La'am Association. Hello. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshedarel. Hello. So, we're ending this year, starting a new year. We'd like to make a summary of what did we do and where are we headed. Yael, please. 2015 is coming to an end, and during the year, we made many shows that talked about the different events that took place in the past year. And we'd like to go over all the central events that took place during the year in a zip. One or two sentences about each of these events specifically, and how do you see these events, and how did this event contribute to humanity and our advancement and our life in the world, hoping that we're headed towards a better place. And even though it may not seem so sometimes, we know that you have a very optimistic attitude and approach. So one of the most conspicuous things in the past year, terror. Here in Israel, car ramming, knife stabbing, terror, and also in the world, the mega terror attack in Paris, and also Charlie Hebdo, and in Denmark, and in many other places, and also in Africa. We don't hear much about it, but 1,100 people died in Africa in the past year from terror attacks. And also we had terror attacks in Bangkok, in Ankara, and many other places. What was it specifically this year? What changed in the world that the year is so characterized by world terror? Everywhere. It's not related to some specific area. Weapons became very accessible, very cheap. There are no limitations on buying it. And a person doesn't have any fear of using it. And therefore, with the excessive ego that grows from year to year in all of us, he uses weapons in order to solve the problems, meaning something's wrong. The solution is to kill, and that's it. What I don't like, what stands in my way, suppose, I clear it off the face of the earth. That's the best thing to do. By this, I fill my conscience, my desire, my rage, and this is how I rid myself of different problems. Why I see my enemies in front of me all the time. I kill them on the one hand. On the other hand, I impose myself, I rule, I organize different gangs, groups, power, and by that, I rule. A very prominent problem in 2015 is that the industry, which was still an old kind of industry with technologies of iron processing and oil, heavy kind of, and coal, all that is moving on to lighter things where we no longer need workers to work inside the ground, taking oil out of the ground or even gas. Even we still do need it, but it's not the same hard work like in the U.S., suppose. After New York, from New York and on to Chicago, there were plenty and plenty and plenty of factories and different mines. It was a workers' area. I visited these places, and I know how people lived there. Everything closed down, like Detroit, suppose. Everyone knows that everything closed down. People don't have any work. These cities, they simply become places that you can't go into, even in daytime, all the more at night for sure. Why does it come to mind speaking about terror? Because the things that are happening there are happening in other places in the world, only in different ways. In Europe, you have so many unemployed, in Africa, in Asia. China, that's it. They finished their flourishing. No one needs those things anymore because today you can create all these things. China was good as long as instead of an American worker, you take a Chinese worker. If you don't need an American worker or a Chinese worker because you have new technologies that you don't need workers at all, then do you understand what you're facing? You have billions of people that are needless, and you don't employ them somehow. You don't fill their time. You don't educate them. And they have very accessible weapons. So it turns into something that no one knows what's going to happen. And this is what we saw this year, that these people that have weapons and they easily organize into different groups. They're starting to show themselves as rulers in the world, like ISIS and others. So, okay, if they were operating within the borders of their countries, but now they're becoming international. I think that just like pirates that attack different ships someplace, we'll see that both with aircraft and ships and in all possible forms, we will see this year, 2016, as the year of terror, specifically in these kinds of forms, which will stop international trade, international connections. People will be afraid to fly, to go into foreign places, to go from country to country. Meaning, actually, with all of our technologies, with everything that we have, we will now discover how all these things are working against us. That's really going backward. All the development and the connections we made, everything's going back. I see that that's how it is. There was terror in Egypt, so they closed down the vacation resort. Then it was in Turkey. They closed the vacation resorts. Now it'll happen someplace in southern France or some other place. The same will happen there. No problem. Terror has no borders. And then we'll see ourselves returning to caves. Not caves, but to our apartments. And this whole great, big, open, beautiful world with all the things in it and surprises is coming to an end. And it's good because we're starting to calculate, what do I actually have in life? I get no satisfaction from work. I get no satisfaction from my kids, from my wife, from my house. I'm afraid to go out. Who knows what's going to happen there? In many countries, there are already voices that say, don't simply go out for no reason. That's called life. That a person can't take his family or go on his own, take a walk, go out, have a good time. I can't imagine the French not sitting in cafes. It's really opposed to the entire tendency of recent times of freedom and openness, that a person really does what he wants and he can go anywhere. He can go everywhere. He only can't allow it to himself because of the fear. And these places are also closing down because they're dangerous. Look, weapons is actually something that existed always. It is man who takes weapons and uses them easily. It's not only a matter of weapons. Yeah, but actually wars and using weapons in order to achieve different goals, This is something that happened all through history, according to the different means that people had. But it was under the control of countries. And here, people are getting organized in whatever way they want. It's more pirate-like. It doesn't specifically belong to a certain geographic area. And that's what worries, that anyone who has a certain idea protects his idea or promotes his idea in a violent way. Sure? Look, I don't want to go far, but looking at the Wild West in the U.S., there are different groups through terror in Mexico and in the U.S., the way they grab things. All these rich people, those that are rich today, what did they start with? Terror, different power groups, and so on. And how many people they killed on the way? You're saying it's not new. No, it's not new. But today, the thing is that the ordinary, normal citizen that lives someplace in Europe, suppose, and I'm not talking about North Africa or Far East, Near East, a person doesn't feel safe anywhere. Meaning, all at once, we've lost several principles, several of life's principles, meaning what to live for, family, kids, work, home. We lost it. We also lost the essence of life, which is advancing in science, technology, culture, and all these different things. Humanity feels that it's facing a wall, that it is as if there is no place to advance to. We've lost control. Previously, there were kings and their ministers. Afterwards, there were strong parliaments. Now, it's just groups that steal, that do whatever they feel like. A king, he didn't have to steal from himself. It was all his. So the country grew stronger because he was constantly making sure that he has more and more. At the beginning of the parliamentary era, after the revolutions, when we passed on from feudalism and onwards, still, it was a parliament, there was a government, but it was all under the rule and mutual criticism of people. Today, it's all about interests. How much do these steal from those and those from these? And if they don't steal themselves, then they give different other groups privileges like oil and gas and technologies and so on. And through them, they receive their money this way, meaning either being in industrial development or in the government, it's one and the same. The main thing is, how do you make your money? It really makes citizens feel insecure that unless you belong to a very specific power group or group of interests, there's no one to protect you. He is a nothing. Everyone will exploit him in all directions. That's the feeling. And also including different organizations like the Laborers Union and so on, it's clear to us that nothing's working in human society. I want to look at the immigrants in Europe. It's a new phenomenon that seems that it changed the map of the world, meaning something is going to change very essentially here. It's the immigration of hundreds of thousands of people, and geography is changing. Just to add that this is only the beginning, because we witnessed great flourishing in Asia. Bangladesh, even Japan and China, all that Asian area. It was really developing. It was very rich. The culture and education and technologies were flourishing there, and factories and everything, and people learned from there. Today, it's all coming to an end. And in upcoming years, we'll start seeing migration from there to different other places, even not because of the climate, even though that the climate will give a blow of its own there, but because of the lack of work. And there you have billions of people in this whole belt area. And the truth is that we still don't feel what's going on in Africa. If we'll look a bit further ahead, we'll have to see what's going to happen with us, with immigrants from there. That it's not like a small wave came to Israel and we somehow succeeded in stopping it. But it's a major blow, both for here and also in Europe. And the state of Israel, it has to be very careful of any kind of invasion into it from any side. This year, we saw tension between countries. If in the past there was the Arab Spring and more inner kind of wars, we started seeing struggles between superpowers, between the U.S. and Russia. The same struggle we had about 50 years ago is starting to repeat itself. So what does this development mean and where is it taking us? The meaning of this development and the struggle between countries, it's very unknown and very unstable, because all in all, what happened in 2015, especially is that oil lost its value from costing $120 per barrel to $30. And it could keep going down. What I heard is that they themselves can't reach an inner agreement about the price. Yes, but it's energy. It's the most important thing for us in life from all directions. And here we see that we're reaching a state where truly in the new technologies, energy is no longer a problem. Previously we thought, Russia, how much oil and gas it has. Today they're on their knees. They have no one to sell what they have. No one wants to buy it. Saudi, that we thought, what to do with all these Emirates? No, no more Emirates. Soon they're going into debt instead of being richer than everyone. So what does it mean about the connection between the powers? It means that our world is rising to a level where only subtle technologies, very special technologies, will be able to provide us with everything, including food, that we can do it through different kinds of synthesis of substances. And the world is advancing towards a state where we'll no longer be needy of hard kind of work or anything. We'll reach a state where, suppose there will be 8 billion people, then from the 8 billion people, 7 billion simply have no work. No work. And then we reach a state where we have to still provide everyone with his basic needs. Basic needs, necessities, what you need. Apartment, clothes, food, health, education, and different things, and to fill his time and to make a human out of him, not leaving him as a savage, because without work, without nothing, in a very short period of time, people will destroy Earth. Therefore, we have to build an immense educational system that will take care of people, if we can call them that, and to take care of them and make the right kind of human beings out of them. Otherwise, we'll simply finish with life as we know it altogether. What's going to happen with the tension between countries? I don't think that countries as they are will continue existing, because countries exist because nations, people have an inner personal egoistic feeling that this is mine, this is my country, my culture, my language, my education, and so on. And today, that's it. No one cares about beautiful literature, ballet, opera, that this is Italian, this is French, this is Spanish, this is like that. Today, our ego became much greater and broader, and therefore we want to enjoy life. But I have TV, I have 200 channels there, so I watch soccer from the Philippines, and I watch ballet from Moscow, and I watch baseball or rugby from the U.S., and people today don't feel that there are borders, and we see it in the way how people easily move. Yeah, that's on the particular level, but in 2015, we can see that the tension is rising between the U.S. and Russia. So it doesn't matter. It will rise and fall, and maybe for years. But the tendency is that people, that's the main thing, human beings, all in all, the different rulers and different countries and different governments, that's not. People stop feeling that they're living in defined borders. Suppose Russia. Half of Russia, half its population, is in different countries. And the time will come when things are going to be bad in the U.S. So there'll be migration from there to different places. So everyone will mix with everyone? Sure. But towards the end of the year, the ego struggles between Putin and Erdogan. It changes the balance of forces between countries. It's for a month or two, and then it'll change, and then it'll repeat. I'm talking about human nature, that a person is becoming less connected to this country, to his people, to the borders of the country. So they won't be all the time able to play, I'm strong, you're strong, behind me there's my people, 200 million people, and behind you this. Because there won't be. People that are fighting today, they're fighting for money. Today, if I need to fight, I don't have to take my people to war. I'll buy soldiers from Africa and they'll fight. Meaning we're advancing towards a state where, whether we want it or not, our ego is becoming limitless. Not limitless in size, but limitless in terms of simply a person doesn't feel borders, that he has to keep them. Like, I don't feel that I need a home, a family, kids, educate them, give them a future, and so on, like it was so strict in previous generations. Today, whatever happens, happens. And this is something that's going to become more and more free. And we'll see that the world is falling apart, crumbling. One more point from a scientific point of view. This year, running water was discovered on Mars. Is that an important revelation for us? Nothing outside of Earth is important. I wish that we'll find our good fortune here on Earth. What do I care what's happening on Mars? I don't want to get into it. The truth is, it's rubbish. Maybe we'll move if things become, you know. No. won't happen. Will we live outside of Earth someday? No. Why not? Impossible. Really? Yeah? A person who's outside of Earth for 150 or 200 days, he comes back, you have to restore him for half a year so he can walk again. Absolute, no hope of living outside of Earth. We have developed on Earth, and all of our systems are working only if we're connected to Earth. We won't be able to leave this place onto different stars in different places. You said that there are new technologies. It doesn't matter. It's because the changes that our body will have to undergo are so vast that it's simply impossible. But what do we need it all for? The place is a wreck. Maybe better find a new place. We won't find any suitable place. There won't be. No, there won't. Were it possible, then we would have been there too. Life would have developed there too. Protein life and so on. So there's no chance of moving as we are to another ball. No, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, in the near future we'll have to correct ourselves here, and we'll reach the correction in a better or a worse way, and we will reach a state where, with God's help, in 2016 we'll sit down and have a good summary, and may we all have a happy new year. What does it depend on in a sentence? Change of man's nature. Meaning, to change man's nature, to educate him not to be an egoist, but to really be connected with everyone, to understand that we're all interconnected. We have to do it. It's possible to do it. We're coming to that. But let's hope that we'll come to it without blows. We're with you. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thanks, Yael. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.